Yud Aleph Eor, Sunday the 11th of May, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, Shmita in Chutz La'aretz. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Perlman, Lilu Nishmas, Rav Raphael David, Ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Perlman, Zecher Livracha.
Good morning. Brashus Moron of the Rabbonim of Rabbi Isai, I would like to speak about, as you said in the notes, Shmita in Chutz La'aretz. Really, there's not much to speak about Shmita in Chutz La'aretz. As Rebbetzin said, I will speak about Shmita in Chutz La'aretz. I will speak about Shmita. But there's not much things to speak about Shmita. So we're going to figure out a few hachonas of Shmita, as Parshas Behar is all about Shmita. So we're going to speak about a few halachas that have to do in Shmita. Shmita, as we know, it's called also Veshovsa Ha'aretz Shabbos La'ashem. Shmita is called the Shabbos. And the same like the Mefoshim say, the same like a Shabbos, if someone keeps Shabbos, he's made, he comes and he testifies that he believes in Maaseh Bereishis, comes and he believes in the Emunah that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The same thing, if someone comes and he keeps Shmita, he believes in that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So it's a nice vote about the connection between Shabbos and Shmita. There is a Matel Moshe in Simen Tof Ayin Gimel. He said this, if you count, in why every 7 years you have a Shmita? He says this. Every 7 years, we have Amni Shabbosim. He says the Cheshbon. Every year, we have 52 Shabbosim. Double 52 and 7, 364. Now, he says why you have to come. So, 364 is a whole year. Now, every year, we keep Shabbos. The whole week, work in the fields, and the land comes and gives the produce. Now, we don't work in the fields of Shabbos, but the land itself is still growing on Shabbos. We can't help it. And that the land itself, the field itself, is Mechalel Shabbos. And the field itself is Mechalel Shabbos. The field has to have a kapara on this Chilul Shabbos. So that's why in 7 years, we have Amni Shabbosim. We have Amni days. We have 364 days. And that's why every 7 years, we have to have 365 days of Veshov Sa'oretz, connected all the Shabbosim on the land, gave the produce. Mimele says.
It's only 6 years.
It's only the seventh year. Or with the seventh year.
But it's only 6 years.
Six years and with the 7 year. Because the 7 year also it's going. Why? Because the seventh year you have Sfichim. That it grows by itself. Really you have 7 years of that it's still growing. Anyway, we see over there that the connection Shabbos with Shmita, both of them come in Shavuot and Emunah. This big mitzvah of Shmita, even though we cannot mekayim et chutz la'aretz, we still say the poskim today you could mekayim et chutz la'aretz. How could you be mekayim et chutz la'aretz? If you come and you, today as we know, comes from Eretz Yisrael, a lot of produce, the export over there and the import over here, it's open market. If you go to Tesco, you can find a lot of produce that comes from Eretz Yisrael. So you have to be careful not to buy produce that is Shmita. Mimele, with this not buying and making sure not to buy Shmita, with this we mekayim the mitzvah of Shmita. The Fidem could be, we could find for Shvera Medrash Agoda. There is a Medrash Agoda in Eicho. Where's the Pasuk in Eicho? In the beginning of Eicho. In Pasuk, the first perek in Pasuk Zion. It says over there the... What is it? That's the Rus, no? Ro'uo. This. Ro'uo Tzorim. Sochaku al mishbateo. Who's the tzorim? So the goyim saw all the Eden, and sochaku al mishbateo. There was laughing about them doing shvisa. What shvisa is talking about? Says Rashi. Medrash Agoda. Says Rashi did this. Shomru al shvita mishoiv dechagor. Umedrash Agoda dorshu beloshon acher. Shoyu shoivsim bagoyla. Shabosois veyomim toivim. Veshoimtim bashviyois. They also kept shmita in chutz la'aretz. Bagoyla. ואוי, אורומויס משחקין עליהם. יש תלף עליהם. ואוי, אומרים, שוידים בארצכם לא שומרתם, ועכשיו בגוי לא תשמרון. And ארץ ישראל, you didn't keep Shmita, you didn't keep Shabbos, and now, in חוץ לארץ, you're keeping Shmita and Shabbos. So, Shabbos, we understand very good why they kept it חוץ לארץ, because, תשובה סמישקול, it says in רבינו יוינה, you didn't keep Shabbos, now you have to keep Shabbos even more. בהידו. But Shmita, how is it to keep Shmita in חוץ לארץ? Shmita, you only keep in Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly is the tshuva? You're keeping Shmita and Chutz La'aretz. What's the tshuva? Some mishkol over here. You're not keeping any mitzvah. What are we going to say? Could be it's talking about Shmita's Ksofim. Shmita's Ksofim, as we know, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, das Shmitas Ksofim, der ist Rishon Yotzei, a filo in Chutz Laaretz, das also, you have a mitzvah Shmitas Ksofim. It depends on the karka of Eretz Yisrael, so when it is Shmita in Eretz Yisrael, then you have Shmitas Ksofim in Eretz Yisrael. I saw once an interesting question, Agav, in Chutz Laaretz. So it's an interesting question, Agav. What about if Shmitas Ksofim in Chutz Laaretz, we do have Shmitas Ksofim in Chutz Laaretz, depends on the karka in Eretz Yisrael. So what if Shnasa Shmita is out in Chutz Laaretz 2 hours before? So what about these 2 hours? Right? Eretz Yisrael, someone lives in, LA or somewhere that it's 10 hours difference. So Shmita is out already in Eretz Yisrael already a long time ago. By him it's still Shmita. Then we say Shmita's Ksofim, is Shaykh now the Shmita's Ksofim or not? Because it depends on Eretz Yisrael. If he takes Alvoy now.
10 hours?
Yeah. So it could be as then directly, okay, if a day beforehand. So as I stammer, the din could be. So according to what we say, that the poskim today say that if someone comes and avoids of buying shmita and he's keeping with it a mitzvah shmita, so we can understand what's the medrash agoda. They made sure not to buy in chutz laaretz, peiros in Eretz Yisrael, so they kept the shmita. Now, what's stuck in the problem of buying, going to Tesco and buying of their fruit and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael? So in vegetables, a problem of sfichim. In fruit, is a problem of shomur v'nevad. And we're going to explain what it means sfichim, what means shomur, and what means nevad. Sfichim, what are sfichim? Sfichim means anything what grows by itself. You didn't come, you didn't plant the fruit, or you didn't sow the wheat. You didn't do anything, it grew by itself. These things, midoiraisa is no problem. This is hefker, and you're allowed to eat it. Just, when you eat it, you have to keep it. Bekdusha, kdusha shvis. There's anything what you have to, it grew in shmita. There is a shita of Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnayas. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a isur achile midoiraisa. What grows in svichim, we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Midoiraisa means we pass on that it's okay to eat svichim. Anything what grows by itself, it means svichim. Huh? Anything what grows by itself. You don't come and you didn't plant the vegetables. It grew by itself, the vegetables. Now, Rabbanon came and made a decree. What was the decree? They saw that people came and they came and they planted the vegetables. And what they said? They said, oh, this, no. They did it at night when no one sees. And then they said, no, this grew by itself. It's svichim, it grew by itself. And this is mutar midoy raisa. We just said midoy raisa, you're allowed to eat svichim. Mele Rabbanon came and made a decree, you're not allowed to eat svichim. What happened is, Mimele, this thing of eating svichim, it's only bayarokas, only vegetables. What grows every year, again and again and again? Only vegetables. But bayilonis fruit grows taka by itself. So there's no chashash, we don't suspect a person to come and to plant a whole tree just for this year. Because this, every normal tree, you don't have to plant it every year again. It comes and it gives the produce every year. So it's not, we don't have this chashash or this decree, this gezeire of svichim, the rabbanon and fruit. And that's why only isur of svichim we only have on thing. What about vegetables? We know it always goes basar lekita. That means when you pick it, then you have to give maisras, as we learned yesterday in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, whoever started the Daf Yomi, you started that leyarokes, the Rosh Hashanah leilonis, yarokes is echot betishrei, you cannot give maisra from 1 year to the other year. Why? Because it goes basar lekita. So what if it grew erev Rosh Hashanah? Now the person picks the vegetables after Rosh Hashanah. Has it been on svichim or not? Because it grew by itself. So the Rash in Shviz, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, says it's no problem. Why? Because over here the whole decree is because a person is going to come and he's going to plant by himself and he's going to say, yeah, it's svichim, it grew by itself. Over here is no charge because the Maise, we're not concerned about it because it grew Erev Rosh Hashanah, already before the year of Shemitah. The Chazonish in Simen Tes and Ois Aleph, he wants to be medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Shmita v'Yoivle, Perek Dalet Aloche Aleph. He wants to be Aloche Yud Aleph, sorry. That he was medayek from the Rambam that also anything what grows before Shmita, but the Lakite, when you came to pick it, was in Shmita, it has a din of svichim, and midarabonon, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, so this is the problem of buying vegetables. What's the problem of buying fruits? We said shomur v'nevad. So what is shomur? Shomer means midoraisa, as we said, unetashto. You have to abandon the field. Just leave it, and it has to be hefker. Anyone that comes can come and take it. This person doesn't keep the netashto. What he does, he comes and closes the field in Shmita. No one comes in. That is shomer. This is guarded. What is the problem? The problem midoraisa, the rabbonon. So midoraisa pashtes is no problem. That's what we passing. But there is a Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosis. Two places, it's two sugas about when we talk about Shomer and Neva. There was a suga in Suga Daf Lamedtes when we speak about Esrog of Shemitah. The way you buy it is only Be'avlo, it's a good of the Duluv. And then we have the suga of Azeiko. Azeiko is a goy, what comes and tells you, I got this produce from Azeiko. What is Azeiko? So actually brings two different, we have two different explanations. What is Azeiko? Azeiko is a place on Eretz Yisrael. Or Azeiko is that it's Ozuk, it's surrounded with a gate. So a person comes, a goy, comes and tells you, I got this produce from a field that's surrounded with a gate. That means this is shomer. You don't believe him. Why? Because kedei lehashbiach es mikroi, that's why he's saying it. He wants to come and to improve his produce, that's why he's telling you, yeah, I got it from a special field. But you don't believe him. That's a sugi over there. Anyway, Tosis says over there, being the Sheva Rabbi Lutam, that if someone has shomer, it's a isur doyraisa to come and to eat it. That's the Shida Samirutam, and the Tosis in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, and Tosis in Kuf Chof Beis Amud Alef in Yevomes, and the end of Yevomes. The same thing we see also derived in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes says also it's Deiraise, and we see the same thing the Rash Sirileo in Yerushalmi and Perek Tes, and the Goyen brings down in Shlois Elio in the Mishnais and Shvis, Perek Vov Mishnah Beis. That Shomu is the Isur Deiraise. The Maise we pass in like Roy Vishoinim, that Shomu, if someone comes and he guards, he puts a big fence around his field. It's not midoraisa, it's only isur derabbanan. And that's the Ramban. And the Rashba and the Ritva, most Rishonim learn in Sugi Daf Lamed Tes, it's only a knas what the Rabbanan. It's only isur derabbanan of Shomer. What we pass, like Rav Rishonim, that the Shomer is only midorabbanan. And his son that say, Bechlal, you're allowed to come and to eat Shomer, and as is mashma also in the Rambam in Perik Dalet Aloche Aleph. Now, what is that's the problem of Shomer? What is Nevad? Nevad is if a person came and did any action in the karka, any pa'ula in the karka, what comes and causes the fruit to grow or to improve the fruit? Lashbiach, or he causes it to grow. This is the problem of Nevad. What's the problem of Nevad? Nevad is not a doiraisa. A Nevad is only a problem of the Rabbonon. Now, some say afilu the Rabbonon is no, and you're allowed to eat it like a tchile. Some say that nevad is only a the Rabbonon, and it's a knas the Rabbonon. What is a knas the Rabbonon? If you come and you go in and you came and you let your field and you improve your field on the Shemitah, you're not allowed to come and to use these fruit what here came out, and yeah, what you have to do with it, pashtus, you have to keep it till it's gonna go gonna get moldy. What we paskin, pastus, we paskin as nevad is also isul of knas, and that's what we paskin as the Chazonish brings it down in Simentes. So that's the two problems what we have in Peirois and in Yerokes. Yerokes is a problem of Svichim, and fruit we have a problem of Shomer and Nevad. Now, so the same problem we have also in Psalmim. To buy Psalmim, if you buy Psalmim from Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure it doesn't come from Shemitah. Or you buy flowers. Even though it's a Baidel Oishete and the Yerushalmi and Perek Zion Aloha Aleph, but even though the Baidel Oishete and the Chazonish Paschim that it has, we all machmir in it, you could say, Shmita Bizman Aziz the Rabbonon and Sofik the Rabbon Lekule, we still machmir in it. Why we are still machmir? Because the whole Sofik in the Yerushalmi, if it has a Gdusha Shvis or it doesn't have a Gdusha Shvis. But that's for sure that if it was never at Boyavere, once you came and a person came and took care of it in Shmita, that's for sure you're not allowed to use it. You still have the same knas. So if you have flowers, or you have anything what has to do with psalmim, anything what has to do with plants, and it has or lenoi for beauty or for smelling, you're not allowed to come. You have to make sure, even though it has no kedusha, but if it's nevad boyavera, if it was done in it, something that you're not supposed to do in shmita, that's a problem of nevad. Even though a person goes and he makes sure not to buy anything that has Shemitah, you still have a little bit of a problem. If a person goes to Tesco, Tesco sell produce of Israeli fruit and vegetables. He makes sure not to buy Shviz. He doesn't have a hechsher. He doesn't buy if it's produce of Israel. We have a din, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Shvis Toifes is Domeo. Shvis has a charge. That means if I go to the shop and I buy fruit of Shemitah, this fruit always remains Kedusha. But not only this fruit, anything what I exchange in this, I change it now, I paid money, so this money becomes also Kodesh. Kodesh be Kedusha Shvis. What I'm supposed to do with the money? Use it only for eating things be Kedusha Shvis. Anything what we have from Shemitah is also Toifes Kodesh. Why? It says, Yoivel hi Kodesh tihiye lochem. Tihiye behavyosa yehei. Anything kol shatom mehaye emenu. Anything what you've done from it, because you now you took the fruit and you paid money for it, the money becomes also Kodesh. Now I'm going to the till, I bought whatever it is. I bought a few cans of Coke. And I come to pay in the till. Now they pay me back coins. These coins might be someone who bought Israeli produce, and this mois are Kedusha Shvis. What are you going to tell me? Bittel Barov. Right? Bittel Barov. Oh, so Bittel Barov, we always say Bittel Barov. So first of all, it was the Toises and Meile Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that Matbeya Einoi Botim. A coin is never, we don't say Bittel Barov by a coin. If you don't say Bittel Barov by a coin, you can't say Bittel Barov. Now, if I have this coin, it might be, it's a Sofik Shvis. Another problem we have, we say it's Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. Dovah Sheshlo Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Ibotil. This is Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. Why is it Dovah Sheshlo Matirin? Because you can eat it with Kedusha Shvis. What we're going to say, Dovah Sheshlo Matirin might be only something that you can wait. For example, we saw in Beis Adav Daled, Dovah Sheshlo Matirin, Ad Shetechlenu Be'isu Techlenu Be'etar. You should wait for Motzei Yom Tov. Motzei Yom Tov, you wait, and then you can eat it Be'etar. We say also, not only then, we say in a time, just wait till Motzei Shvis, wait another few hours, Motzei Yom Tov, and then you can eat it. We also say, in a certain matzev, we also say, Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. Where do we see it? We see it in the Gemara, in the end of Beis, Daf Lametes, Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Astire, a woman took from a friend, the water and the flour. The Gemara says, why the water and the salt, there's no beetle in the water, in the flour. Sorry, why the water and the salt has no beetle in the flour. So it was a Sugya of Rababe, we're not going to go into it. And then we come another teretz of Ravashi. What Ravashi says, it's a Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. Says Rashi two ways of Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. One way says Rashi because you could eat it tomorrow, or you could eat it Sheyichlu Kan. You could eat it Terech L'Tchum. So we see a matzev that you could eat in a certain matzev is also Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. So over here you could eat it B'Kedush Nashvis. So the same thing, even though now you get a coin, but this coin has no beetle. Or because there's a Toises and Meila says that the Matveya has no beetle, or because we say Dovah Sheshlo Matirin. So, Taka, how could we buy and test for anything? Something like the Rabbonim, we say it in Shvis, is not so poshut. So, now the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches over there, brings the Gemara, that what is Toifes Domim? The only thing that's Toifes Domim is the first thing. For example, like Gam, the Gemara says over there, Echlifoi be Basov, Echlifoi be Choluk, Echlifoi. The exchange. What stays the Kedusha Shvis? Only the fruit itself. The fruit itself never goes out from Kedusha Shvis. And anything what you exchange goes out in the next one. Mimele. When I'm paying the money to the till, so I'm getting now the change. But when I gave the money, when I'm getting back the money, let's say that this coin is what I'm getting, someone paid for the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, from Shvis. But now when I'm paying the money, what happens now? I'm now giving money instead of the money of the change, right? Instead of the change. So now it's chal de pidyon, I'm redeeming, it's a redemption. I'm redeeming the money what I'm getting, and I'm redeeming it on the money what I'm paying. Right? What we said, there was three things in Shvita. The Gemara over there comes out from Nun Ches, and Kiddushin, three things. Shvita is toifes domel, that the fruit itself never leaves Shvita, it always stays with Kedusha Shvis. And the Chalipin, only the first and the last. That means this, the first one is the Pri itself, and the last thing. So now, if I come and I change it 100 times, I decide, I take the fruit, I change it with my friend about for a jacket. Then he takes the jacket, he wants a piece of meat. From the piece of meat, he wants cheese. So once you change the meat for the cheese, so the meat is out, Lechulin, and the cheese, that turns into Kedusha Shvis. You come, you take the cheese and you turn it back into a shirt. So the cheese goes lecholin and the shirt goes out. Now it does a shviz. So the same thing now, when I'm paying in the till and I'm giving them the coins, so my coins turn into Kedusha Shviz, and the coins that I'm getting turn in to think, because it's not the fruit itself. I'm getting just the things that are nitfas b'shviz.
Okay, the change that he gets is the last one. Then he gets back.
No, because I'm paying them. He that's the last thing.
Now he gets back. The last one is the change
that he gets. Why the last one? It's not the last one. I redeemed it. If now he goes and he changes that, that's going to be the last one. Now, another thing we could say, call the Polish, even though we don't say Bittel Berov, we could say, call the Polish, Meruba Polish. And until they pay me a coin, I say, this is comes from the Rov. Not mitzat Bittel Berov, that this is not, because we said, Toysa says, Matbeya is not bottle, it's a double shishna material. But we say, call the Polish, Meruba Polish. What do you say? It's Kavua. You come over there, you see Mamish is standing over there, a stand of apples, a stand of oranges, cartons, boxes of oranges, it's Mamish a Kavua. Now, when do we say kavua? It's only by Eid. By Yogo, we don't say kavua. Where do we see it? There was a sugi and chulin dach tzadikei about bosor sheni salim inoayin. Gemara says over there, brings down the Gemara, teisha chanuyos moyuchos bochol kosher. And then one says bochol treife. So what happens? Everyone knows the sugi, kol kavua, kemech tzal lechzodong, and I don't say, yav roiv bosor shchuto, or roiv bosor nevele. Or nimtza biyad nochri. I didn't see how the goy is coming out, but I see over here in this market where we have over here 10 shop butchers, 9 are kosher, 1 is not kosher. Imele, what do I say? I find over here in a beyad nochi. What do I say? Call the Polish meruba Polish. Why? Because by your goy we don't say the din of kavua. Imele over here, pashas, you're talking about. You go to test, we're talking about going. So if it's like Atchil, it's better to go to, if you know that he doesn't keep Shtei Romitzes, it's better to go to buy by a goy than to buy by Yid. Maybe we don't have the problem of changing and buying anything on Shmita. Fine. I would like to, okay, we don't have really time, but I would like to, where's the Shaila, a bit of Divra Agoda, where's the Shaila about if it's the Vetzivisius Bilchosi Bezman Azeh? Famous machloek is the Sma says that Bizman Azeh because Shmita is only with the Rabbonon. Shmita with the Raisa is only when it's Noyeg Yoivel, but today is not Noyeg Yoivel, it's not Bizman Azeh, it's not Shmita, the Raisa, it's only with the Rabbonon. When is the Rabbonon? There is a Brocha of a Tzivisius Birchosi or not? So the Chazonish is Simon Yitches, has a long tshuva about it, that there is a Tzivisius Birchosi, a Filu Bizman Azeh, and the Chaim Kaevsky says that anyone that learns the Ilchos of Shmita also has the Mitzvah Vetzivisius Birchosi. I would like to say a story. I'm sure it was written in a few, I think in Yateb Ne'eman and Amodi, I think even in Mishpacha. But this story, I lived through this Chomit Gileb, this whole story, so I would like to say it from my point of view. About 10 years ago, I have a brother that they send him from a certain organization in Atisol to make Kiruv in one of the Moshavim. One of these moshavim, what he went to, kibbutz or moshav, they call it Moshav Kidron. This is not far from Ashdod, about 5-10 minutes from Ashdod by car, next to Gadera. And over there, he came over there, it's 450 families, no one keeps Torah mitzvahs. No one keeps Torah mitzvahs. Now, this is a kibbutz or moshav, they all have meshakim, how do you call it? Everyone has fields, everyone has the altar, everyone has over there, they grow things. Now he came, Erev Tovshin Samaches, it's Erev Shmita, and he starts to speak to someone, they call him Roi. This Roi has a Mata Zeitim, I think they call it the olive grove. The olive grove, and this olive grove, he has an olive grove, and he starts to convince him, maybe you come and you keep Shmita. Now, it's very important to know that this olive grove is not so easy to plant. Why? Because by the Arabs, it's very interesting, the Arabs, to show that a person has an owner of on the land, land ownership, that shows if you have an olive tree. Why? Because an olive tree sometimes could go for hundreds of years, even could come up to the same olive tree to 1,000 years. So if someone has an olive tree, that shows a bailus on the karka. That's a bailus, that shows this belongs to me. The Arabs, they don't want we should have a bailus on the karka. That's why we hear always in Israel that they came and they burned for them the olives, they came and they uprooted for them the olive trees. They always fight about the olive trees, because that shows on a bailus on the karka. Imele, this Roi came and he plants the olive grove, And every night when he's still young, still doesn't have the roots, still didn't go in the ground, every night the Arabs come and they uproot it. Kitsa, he makes a bit of things. He finds out this is a tribe, what they call them, Juarish. They live not far from there, Bedouins. They call them Juarish, and they come every night, and they come, they uproot all the trees. What can he do? He tries anything, siren, nothing helps. One night he decides he's going to sleep over there in the field. He goes to sleep over there in the field, he wakes up in the middle of the night, he hears trucks. He goes over there and he sees 300 young trees, they came in, they're uprooted. He comes, he stops the truck, he calls police. You can imagine how it ended, eh? The police lets the Arabs go and you go back home to sleep. And well, so that's what happens. Anyway, he comes, he slept night after night after night, mamish azay, till Baruch Hashem, what happened is, it happened, the roots came into the karka, you can't take them out anymore, they're not so young, and Baruch Hashem, he has now the olive grove. Gets in, my brother convinced him, he's going to keep Shemitah, no problem. You want to maybe write yourself down in Keren HaShviz, they pay money if you keep Shemitah. No, he believes, V'tzivisi is b'chosi, afilu b'zman hazeh, there's V'tzivisi b'chosi, he believes, and he doesn't want anything. Your keeper comes, and my brother's in shul over there davening, and this roi doesn't show up. Not Ma'ariv, not Kol Nidrei, not Musaf, and afilu not Ne'ile. What happened? He calls him up straight away, what's your keeper? You know, you just talk to me about children, the first thing, you come, your keeper. I don't want to talk to you. What happened? What happened? Kids, listen. Listen. Kitzer, he calls him up, he says, I don't want to talk to you. What's his? Erev Yom Kippur, he got a telephone call, the olives are burning. The whole olive grove, everything was burnt. He made a cheshbon, they call him up, and they tell him, okay, come and extinguish the fire. He made a cheshbon, if he goes before Yom Kippur to extinguish the fire, the suffix, if he's going to come back home before Yom Kippur or not, he's mevater on the whole thing, and he lets everything burn. Kitzer, now, okay, so my father, you want to tell it to your person? Tell you, no, life, you promised me the TVC is Bechosi, not only the TVC is Bechosi, I don't have, I feel what I had, I also lost. It's 250,000 shekel now, what he lost. Kids, what they could do? So my father, you know, he starts to tell him, you know, the life is not exactly one thing, it's a serial, you have every week a different story. The kids, let's wait and see what's going to happen. The maestro came all kinds of mumchim from Misrad HaKlaut, come and they had two different opinions over there. One opinion of the mumchi was, nothing what to do, you have to uproot all the trees, and next year maybe you can come and plant again. That means everything from beginning with juarish, with the ganze maestro, no chamol. A different opinion was, you might do gizum amok. What means gizum amok? Because what happened to the tree? The tree, the whole thing burnt, it became baked. There's nothing what to do. The only thing you might do, you come and cut it, very, very deep, maybe in the middle of the root of the tree, in the bark, mamish in the middle, could be over there, it's a bit damp, it's moist, and over there it didn't burn totally. If you come and you cut it down, and it's going to be a good winter, it's going to rain, maybe in the beginning of the summer, could be, for sake's sake, it's going to start to grow. Now the shayla, you're allowed to do it in Shemitah, you're not allowed to do it in Shemitah. Kids, they go to Rabbonim. You come to Rav Mendelssohn, and the shayla is Ilon Shenifshach. You're not going to go into the sugya, there's a sugya of Ilon Shenifshach. You have a branch that it's almost, it broke down, and if you're allowed to come and put it back. The shayla is Lekiyuma or Leivruya. Anything what's Lekiyuma you're allowed to do in Shemitah, to keep the tree. But Leivruya, to come and to make the tree just healthier and to grow more, so of his pastures, it's Lekiyuma, but when once you're doing that, you're cutting it deep, it's also Leivruya, but you're making the whole tree is going to come now. Kids are they paskin, you're not allowed to. Could be you could have a heter of Makas Medina. It was a toys in Bamitzid of Kufay, Makas Medina, the Chazonish wants to be maker. Could be because the Arabs always burn for the Eden the fields, so it could be it's a Makas Medina. The Maizah, he comes to him and he tells him, you could find a heter, but the Maizah is also, but you could find a heter. He tells him, I don't want to tell him. He tells him like this. I want my olives, they're going to be olive. Now, from olives to be some mikdash, they don't be from the teirim. I want proper. Okay, so what happened that night is amazing. That person has a daughter, she went out with a few friends, and the car smashed into the electric box of the whole moshav. Now, the whole car turned into pecham, charcoal. The whole thing was everything burnt. She went out, nothing happened to her. He told my brother that he feels it's a srefa keneged srefa. Instead of a daughter should be burnt, that got burnt. He doesn't want to know Eterim. What happened is, after a few months, Tu Bishvat, suddenly it starts to grow. My brother calls up the agronom from Misrad al-Chaklaut, and he starts to say over there, you know what happened? He tells him, I don't believe it. I'm coming now down from Tel Aviv. He comes down from Tel Aviv, and now and a half he's there. And he looks, he doesn't believe it. So he starts to say, you know what? This is a certain type of olives, and this. My brother tells him, I knew you now. I didn't think you can be a Balshiva. I just want to see the Teretz. And it's interesting. This type of olives, and only Bishlas HaShemitah that happens. It's very interesting. Kids, what happened is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka paid them back, a person that has Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave all his life, that's his life of, that's what keeps him, Giboyrei Koyach Oyset Vorim, and Mele HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back his Vetzivisius Berchosi. And Mele, as we said before, if someone learns the Yichos HaShemitah, and Mele Vishib Yizreichem, Yishavtem, Beoretz, Levetach, Vegeulah Shleinu, Meiro Beminu, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.